It's the first Sunday of December, and many of you already have one or are thinking about getting your Christmas tree. If you celebrate and decorate, where will your tree come from? A box with a pre-lit fake one? From your local nursery? Or perhaps a Christmas tree farm? Earlier this week, I visited Lawless Christmas Tree Farm near Rudy. I thought I might get lost, but luckily there are signs along the way. They don't say much. Simply a green tree with a few colored balls and an arrow that guided my sleigh. When I arrived, promptly at 10 a.m., opening time, I was greeted by Buddy Lawless, a retired butcher who, after 35 years wielding a knife, decided to open this farm in 1995. He told me why a real tree is better than a fake one.
Novelty of it, I guess, a lot of it. The pine trees older in the house. A lot of it. It's just the idea of getting to come out here and go down through the field and pick out a tree out of that 9,000 and we cut it and they take it home it's just a completely different.
Buddy's son Wade is here to help this season. He says it's the smell of a real tree that really does it for most people.
It smells like Christmas when you take a live tree into your house, and more people will mention the smell than anything else. This year I noticed a new product in the store that was looked like an icicle, and you hang it on your tree, but it had that scent just to give the illusion of that live tree, the smell of the live tree.
Wade was already out of the house when his parents started the farm. They are aging a bit, and he has recently returned to the area to help out. See, running a tree farm is serious business. You don't just plant a seed and wait around until December to open up shop. It's a year-round, full-time job.
We get little trees in February and plant them. And then the next February, we do the same thing again. That's over and over. The little trees that are a year old, with the exception of the last 2 years, need staked. I'll put a little fishing cane down beside them and tape it to the cane so it'll grow straight.
Depending on the year, they could plant up to 4,000 trees. The size of the farm has fluctuated over the years. Around 10,000 trees are currently growing in 98 rows on 18 acres. The young ones are barely a foot tall and won't be ready to take home for a few years.
Of course, we do have a few big trees. It's when we started planting them 27 years ago. I think we still got a few of them, and they're 20, 25 foot tall now. But the average is from the average is from 3 to 8 foot, 9 foot, somewhere along in there.
April brings spring weather, and it also brings bugs. In particular,
a tip moth. It's a little, kind of kind of butterfly type, and they'll lay an egg in the end of a new shoot, and that little worm will go down in that shoot and kill it plumb back to what grew the year before, or the hardwood we called it.
If you don't get the moths out, you wind up with a dead spot on a tree. Nobody wants a Christmas tree with a brown spot, so Buddy sprays. Luckily, he can use a tractor with booms attached vertically that spray the trees as he drives up and down the rows. Another important job is trimming the trees. If left to their own devices, the Virginia pines would grow every which way, unevenly, not making for the picture-perfect Christmas tree.
They had to be trimmed. Got a motor on a backpack with a boom comes over your head. You got an 8 foot a sickle, like a mowing machine sickle, hanging right here in front of you. And if you can walk a circle, you can trim the first 8 feet. Then we got one that starts at 8 feet and goes up six more. And on the larger trees, but the more you trim them, the prettier tree you got, the more you work with them. You have to trim the tops and the bottoms.
So how often are you trimming?
Well, from about the middle of August till a week or so ago. And but you know, it's a full-time job.
So you're out here you're out here all year.
Yep, you're right. From February on. And
you get to take January off?
No, because you're getting your equipment cleaned up and getting it taken care of. Of course, with the sprayer, it's water. You got to get it in pretty early to keep it from freezing. And
all year includes some of the hottest months. This year and the one before brought record-breaking temperatures. Coupled with extended periods of time with no rain, caused extreme drought conditions. Buddy says the dry weather has been really tough on them.
You see out through there where those skips, there was a little tree in those skips when we got through planting this year, but they're gone. And year before last was our worst year for the drought, and it even got some 6 and 8 and 10 footers killed them. But
how do you water?
Don't. Mother Nature has to take care of that over that 18 acres. And so, you know, it's kind of up to the weather whether I grow a tree or whether I don't. But the last 2 years have been the roughest ones. And
So what kind, how many trees have you lost in the last couple of years?
Too many. Somewhere in the neighborhood, 5,500.
As Buddy has said before, there are still over 9,000 Virginia pines for patrons to choose from. When customers arrive at the farm, they are given a long white PVC pipe. One end is painted with Hunter's orange. After walking up and down the rows, studying the green of each tree, the height, the fullness of the needles. Once you've chosen your perfect Christmas tree, if you want it cut that day, you hold the orange end up. On busy days, especially on the weekends, Buddy sits in sort of a deer stand or treehouse. It's about 15 feet above the ground. He's watching for those orange ends. When he sees one, he calls down to his son Wade, or one of the many boys who works for him seasonally. They'll hop on a four-wheeler, chainsaw that tree down, and trailer it back to the covered area that serves as the shop. The day I visited was slow, but a woman did pull up in her SUV. She said she was in a hurry, but with so many trees to choose from, she was forced to take her time. Once the tree is back at the shop, the guys put it in a shaker.
To take all the dead needles and bird nest and dust and junk out of it so it ends up here on this floor instead of your living room floor.
Got a handful right down there.
Right, right stop. Sorry.
Right all the way down to the basement.
Next to the last
limb. Once Wade and his partner have gotten rid of those loose needles, they carry the 9-foot tree back to a long table. Attached to the middle of that table is a funnel of sorts. On the outside is a mesh used for baling the trees, making them smaller and easier to transport. The table is also how they price the tree. Once it is through the funnel and tightly bound, it's lined up to hash marks written on the wood. Prices start at $15 for anything under 3 feet, and kids do like that smaller size for their bedrooms. After that, it's $5 a foot. So when should you buy your tree, and how do you care for it once it's home?
3 weeks is about as long as they should be kept in the house, and it's important to put them in a stand that holds water, and it's important that you use warm water, hot water, just barely holds your hand in it, in that stand. What that does, that helps melt that sap on the bottom of the trunk and let that let the water go on up in the tree, and it'll last twice as long that way.
Buddy says that on a busy weekend, he's seen upwards of 50 cars lined up out here. He welcomes customers to make a day of it, pack a picnic, sit out under the pines. These few weeks leading up to Christmas are what make this job worth it.
You got to enjoy the kids and the people that come out, because that's where the enjoyment comes. And we have some families that that has been coming out for 20 years. One little girl in particular, she was a in my arms when taking pictures when they first started, and now she's graduating from college.
His son Wade finally met that girl this season. I asked Buddy when he might let Wade take over the family business.
I have lots of people asking me when I'm going to quit. I said, when you find me laying out there under one of them trees.